Hi, this is Liz Black, host of Gospel Grooves, right here on 89.1 FM, traditional gospel programming. You can find me here Tuesday mornings, 1:15 to 6 a.m., bringing you 5 tablespoons of fun with a smorgasbord of some of the hottest gospel music this side of heaven. I promise that your Tuesday mornings will never be the same after the experience of Gospel Grooves. So until next time, God bless you and be safe.
Is this thing on?
This thing on?
You're listening to WFDU 89.1 FM Gospel Jazzations with my brother Tony Smith. This is Reggie Young out.
This thing on.
This thing on.
Reggie Young. I got to call our brother, see what he's up to, man.
Man, if you can find him.
If you can find him, that's right. That's a tough brother to catch up to. 4:01 in the a.m. You're listening to Gospel Laughations, Gospel Jazzations, whatever you want to call it this morning. I'm telling you, thanks, Brother William Mooney, who called it. He couldn't even do his line this way. He was in tears, cracking up.
Yeah, we got your name on it.
He couldn't even do it. Couldn't even do it. We're just having a great time this morning.
Definitely,
as I was talking to JP off the air. It's just realness, man. That's what this program is about, is just keeping it real and just keeping laughter in your life, as Rod Z said early in the interview. And it's just a blessing to be able to talk to listeners like Sunshine and Brother William Moody and all the other people who've called in thus far, and Sister Lisa as well. But there's people who are out there who don't get an opportunity to call in. They email later in the week, say, you know what, you guys are off the charts. You guys just crack me up, and you bring so much joy to our lives. You know, it's just good to see three brothers get together and they can laugh and fellowship with each other and just show love all the way around, man.
And that sometimes is unusual for three brothers that have their own ministry but could come together for one pacific cause and about building up the kingdom. So, you know, there's always competition out there in the music world and ministry. But what happens is that, you know, when you're just called and the Spirit takes over, you know, it's about one common cause and that's it.
Right, right. You know, absolutely.
Like you were saying, but behind the scenes, how Sunshine was saying that, you know, that you needed some encouragement because sometimes you feel as though that you're doing all the ministering and you're not being replenished back. And a lot of people fail to realize that as well as you're being ministered to, we need to be ministered to also.
Right, right.
So there's a lot of times that God's got to send people in your way to minister to you so you could be replenished. You're like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm a person just like you are. Just like if your tank run low, you need to fill it up.
Right.
My tank gets low, I got to be filled back up too. So,
cool, cool. That's absolutely right, man.
Thanks for them good words, Sunshine.
Yeah, man, definitely. And my Aunt Gwen echoes that as well, because she said the same thing, man. And she just really appreciates you and Don coming through.
Appreciate and helping coming me up out. Here.
Yeah.
You know, like we was talking yesterday. Like, I guess people think that, you know, we just do this. We have this personality on the air, but like we was talking before, it's we have the same combination and relationship even off the air, and when we talk to each other during the week, you know, like, you know, we talked for a while last night, you know, we, you know, and one thing that I picked up from you, but I also picked up from my wife too. You have to be humble.
Yes.
It takes a bigger person for you to be humble in what you do, because it's not all the time that you're going to see the glamour, the lights, and the glitter. But as long as you stay humble before God and other people, bigger doors will start opening up for you. And I'm a total witness to that. You know.
Amen. And my aunt Gwen's going to call in and she's going to tell you the same exact thing.
She's going to try to preach and get an offering, but I'm getting the first offering today. I got the first plate today, Aunt Gwen. My wife just called me and said she woke up and she heard about the possum story. But you know, shout out to my wife that's laying on my couch in my studio listening. Anointed woman of God that when you see her, it's like, you know, she's like a magnet.
Yeah.
And that form of humbleness, it comes out in me.
Right.
You know, so shout out to my wife, and shout out to you too, Tony, because you basically have showed us how to be humble, how to network with certain people, because everybody's not in your corner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think a lot of people get jealous when you're doing ministry,
mm-hmm.
because they think it's glamour and glitter. Ministry is hard work,
sure.
especially when you're doing it on your own.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? There's no way you could do what you do at the magnitude that you do it and be blessed.
Right, right.
You know, this guy's going to Bermuda and
California next week,
you know. But I thank God for your humbleness where you could show people as you may not probably see it as this, but you're a leader for, as far as I'm concerned, that just sets the trend for the independent artists that are really big artists that really should really be out there. I mean, you're already out there. You don't need no record label. Like my wife bought me this book, and it's called I Don't Need a Record Deal. And this is no disrespect to the record labels, but if you do what you do the way you do it without a record company,
mm-hmm.
I mean, come on.
Right, right.
Same way with Providence.
Yeah. You know,
you're doing it at that level without a record company.
Right.
So there's no way you could tell me that God can't open the doors that he's opening up for mm-hmm. you not to be blessed.
Sure.
And, you know, I'm just trying to learn from you guys.
Oh.
I'm trying to learn from the seniors, you know, that, you know, to have triple platinum albums out there. You know, I'm working on
I received that. We can word all through the night. Hey. You know, Sunshine up the words. Share something with me tonight.
That's a preaching woman right yeah. there.
Oh, she
is a prophet. And
I'm about
half.
To send her an offering.
But
you know what?
I got the first offering today. She can get the speakers.
Well, she's just full of the word anyway. She just, you know, it just oozes out of her.
Yes,
you
know? No, absolutely.
But I was really blessed by that, Sunshine. I was really. You don't know what you did to me tonight.
Ooh. And you know what? That's the word she gave me. That's the word she gave me too, Don. I was telling JP while you were on the phone with Sunshine that she gave me the word that she prophesized to me that she wished someone would come, and God is going to place people in my life to come and help me with this program, and
right.
here the two of you are, and it really is a blessing for you two to come in here and you know,
and
take time out of your schedule
wait.
And be
other opportunities. You know what I'm saying?
This is a good opportunity.
But you know what?
What's up?
Before, while I'm remembering, I had a brother call in. Mm-hmm. Well, he called in, Big Sean, who wanted to give a shout out to Tia, Marlene, and Shauna.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said that Tia needed special prayer.
Okay.
So I don't know what the condition is.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't go into all that. But,
okay.
You know, she needs special prayer.
Well, know? We're definitely going to keep Tia lifted up yeah. in prayer for sure. Thank you, Big Sean. Appreciate that, my man.
Tia, we're praying for you.
Definitely praying for you.
Definitely.
And, regardless what the situation is,
mm-hmm.
you know, we don't need to know the details. But just to know that God knows what you need.
Mm-hmm.
And, we'll be praying that God just works out that situation for you.
Absolutely.
You know, just keep your head up, you know. And I tell people all the time, things may look dim right about now, but you never know what's going to happen in the morning, because
yeah.
God just turned that situation around. And I'm a firm believer and a witness that God could do anything but fail. So you just keep praying, keep your head up, you know. We're in your corner. You know, whatever you need, just give us a call, because
yeah.
We're just a phone call away.
That's
and,
right.
Matter of fact, it's already done.
It's right.
Jesus
it's already
name.
Done.
There you go.
That's
there you
it.
Go.
It's already done.
Already done.
You know,
I'm
whatever
make
you need.
Pray in a minute, boy.
Yeah. It's already done.
For sure.
Yeah.
409 in the AM. The number is 201-692-2012. We have a call on hold. We're going to pick them up behind the scenes. But we're going to get Brother
Are
William
sure?
Moody's.
You know,
I'm not ready for another possum story,
night.
Man. I am not ready for another possum.
Yeah, wait a minute. Well, we can
on.
Leave the possum. Let's talk
yeah.
about the ostrich meat.
Oh.
She didn't think I knew about that, but I'm telling you, a few years ago, I went into Futtruckers.
Here we go.
She told I was trying to leave
and
I was Futtruckers, trying to leave it alone.
You know, you get a hamburger, you ask for a hamburger, and you had an option as to whether you wanted beef or
Hold on, was it
ostrich.
Your option or their option?
It was your op. They're not going to serve it to you and say, let you eat it and say, what is this? This is so good. No, you could order. It was on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
And then I asked what it was, because they didn't say it was ostrich.
Okay, that was the animals that's running in that you got to close the door, get a shovel, and beat them upside the head,
that's
right?
Possum. That was classic. Lisa, I'll never forget that as long as I
Paris, Paris, there will be no possum in the house.
And they're not for purchase. You can't go to Pathmark or Piggly Wiggly.
Or Winn-Dixie.
Winn-Dixie. You don't go to those. You're not going to see them in your produce section.
Or the Waffle House.
You got to go out. Well, if one comes in your house, it's in the wrong place. You slam it up in the door.
It is 4:10 in the a.m. And I'm going to pick up this call behind the scenes. Shout out to Brother William Moody, who couldn't even say his piece. He was
Brother Moody.
We're sorry, Brother William. Thank you for calling in, partner. We're definitely going to get your music on. Shout out to Sister Juanita Moody. How you doing, girl? And we have your music on for you as well. We're just going to roll the music right now, y'all. All right, it's 4:11 in the a.m. Thank y'all so much for being patient and tuning in. Oh, we got two calls. We got to go pick up these calls.
We love sunshine. We love you.
We'll be right back with you. This is Gospel Jazz Nation's WFDU 89.1. FM. Right now, here is Angela Christie, the song entitled No Weapon. God bless you.
your glory, because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are.
Lifting my voice to bless your holy name.